again by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 2nd of October, 2007. It's the birthday of the man who said, "I don't care to belong to any club that will have me as a member." That was Groucho Marx, born New York City in 1890. It's the birthday of writer Graham Greene, born in Hertfordshire, England, 1904, who said he was an agnostic but converted to Catholicism in order to marry his wife, and after publishing a whole series of thrillers, began to work Catholic themes into his books. 1938, Graham Greene went to Mexico to cover the persecution of Catholics by socialist revolutionaries and saw religious icons being destroyed, priests assassinated. And that inspired his first great novel, The Power and the Glory, about a fallen alcoholic priest who once fathered a child with a parishioner, but who risks his life going from village to village to hear confessions and give baptisms. His novel, The End of the Affair, about a devout Catholic man having an adulterous affair in the middle of the London Blitz. Greene based the novel on his own life. He should have been killed during the Blitz when a bomb fell directly on his house, but he was visiting his mistress at the time and was saved by his own infidelity. Graham Greene realized early in his career that if he wrote just 500 words a day, he would have written several million words in just a few decades. So he developed a routine, writing for exactly 2 hours every day, and he was so strict about stopping after exactly 2 hours, he often stopped in the middle of a sentence, and at that pace, he managed to publish 26 novels and many short stories and plays and screenplays, memoirs, and travel books. Graham Greene, who said, "We are all of us resigned to death. It's life we aren't resigned to." It's the birthday of the poet Wallace Stevens, born in Reading, Pennsylvania, 1879. Worked for years as an executive at the Hartford Accident and Indemnity Company. Woke up early every day, read for a few hours, then composed his poems in his head while he was walking to work. Almost no one at his office knew that he was a poet, but he occasionally wrote down an obscure word on a piece of paper and asked somebody to go look it up in the biggest dictionary they could find and copy out every single definition. Nobody ever asked him why. Published his first book of poems, Harmonium, when he was 45 years old. That was in 1923. The book got almost no attention at the time, but many of the poems have become classics, including Sunday Morning, Disillusionment of 10 O'Clock, Peter Quince at the Clavier, and 13 Ways of Looking at a Blackbird. We don't know much about Wallace Stevens's personal life. His wife destroyed most of his letters and journals after his death. But people who knew Stevens, including his chauffeur, said that Stevens often got big shipments of gramophone records from Europe, liked to go to greenhouses to look at exotic flowers, and he rarely spoke. He was just looking around all the time. Here's a poem for today by Donald Hall entitled "The Hunkering." In October, the red leaves going brown heap and scatter over hayfield and dirt road, over garden and circular driveway, and rise in a curl of wind, disheveled as schoolchildren at recess, school just starting and summer done, winter's white quiet beginning in ice on the windshield in hard frost that only blue asters survive, and in the long houses that once more tighten themselves for darkness and hunker down. Hunkering, a poem by Donald Hall, from White Apples and the Taste of Stone, Selected Poems 1946 to 2006, published by Houghton Mifflin and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, sponsor of American Life and Poetry, bringing poetry to newspaper readers across the country. You can find it online at AmericanLifeAndPoetry.org. Our technical director is Thomas Schweitzker. Be well, Do good work and keep in touch.